Dublin's 98 FM and Champion Green coming together for the biggest support local movement in a generation.
And as you know, on this programme over recent weeks, we've been highlighting the Champion Green campaign to try and encourage all of us to shop local, to buy local, to support local businesses. And so far, so good. People are actually making an extra effort to support local businesses. Today, I'm joined on the line by Sven Spallen-Behrens from the Small Firms Association. Sven, I'm always concerned about pronunciation of names. Have I done your name justice?
Good morning. Spot on. Yeah, good. I have to say, I couldn't have said it better myself.
That's so good to hear.
Excellent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit, Sven, if you will, the whole Champion Green thing that we've been talking about a lot over the last couple of weeks. Where did this idea come about?
So it's all about shopping local and raising awareness how small businesses, especially in times of COVID-19, really depend on the support of all of us. So if you look at how many small businesses we have in this country, there's 265,000 of us. 265,000 small businesses in every village, in every town, in every city, and all of us know someone who works in a small business. And it's really important to remember this, especially in particular times, that if you make an extra effort, if you spend an extra 20 euros a week for the next 3 months, this will give a cash injection into small businesses that employ half of the private sector workforce in the amount of nearly 900 million.
Oh, right.
At this stage, 900 million. So, and that's really only from spending an extra 20 euros. And shows you how much we really depend now on consumer confidence. As you rightly say, you've been reporting about this for a few weeks now, and we see some positive impact, but it has to continue, and has to continue for quite some time. And it's really important to give consumers confidence that it's safe to go out onto the streets of Dublin to do their shopping. And the retailers and all the other businesses have done their homework, and they have reopened safely, and they're looking after their staff, they're looking after their customers. So it's really important for all of us to remember how many jobs depend on this, and how the economy depends on this. So each and every one of us with 20 euros over the next 3 months can make a huge difference.
What are the sort of difficulties that are facing your members, the Small Firms Association? We see that businesses have reopened, but it certainly isn't business as it was.
So no, it isn't, obviously. To shut down, obviously, was nearly easier than to open up again. And after having opened up again, to stay open is really the challenge now. And in order to be able to stay open, it's really important that businesses can do business, can make a living. And to that extent, as I said, we depend on each and every one of us, on the consumers, but we also depend on government supports in shape of government grants. And I know Dublin City Council are advertising the restart grant. The take-up on this isn't the best at the moment, so we can only encourage every small business to go to the Dublin City Council website and apply for the restart grant if they haven't already done so. And there's a number of loan schemes out there that can help with liquidity. So really, cash flow is the key challenge for small businesses at the moment.
Okay, now, for customers, for me, for people listening, you obviously believe that we should make an extra effort to support and shop with small businesses.
That's right. So as I said, it's an extra 20 euros, and if you just got your hair cut, get it cut again next week or the week after. If you need to buy groceries, try to go to the local butcher, or try to go to the local small supermarket. But also other businesses depend on your support. So if you are a small business owner yourself, try to do business with other fellow small business owners. So it really all links together. And as I said, all of the small businesses that we're advising have made an extra effort to open safely, to look after their staff, and most importantly, to look after their customers.
All right. So the Champion Green campaign that we've been highlighting, it basically is just asking people to pledge to shop local. It's as simple as that. And just log on to the website and do that.
championgreen.ie is the domain name, and there's two ways to register as a customer to pledge your support. Just register and you will then get information on a regular basis from the small businesses that participate in the scheme. But if you're a small business owner yourself and want to get involved, it's very simple as well. Just say you want to get involved, and it's three questions you need to answer, and it's as easy as that. championgreen.ie.
All right. So shop local, support your local businesses, and let's try and build our economy back up again. Sven Spallen Behrens from the Small Firms Association, thank you very much indeed for talking to us on 98 FM.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. So please continue to support local businesses. You're listening to 98 FM's Dublin Talks. This is Adrian Kennedy.
Dublin's 98 FM and Champion Green, coming together for the biggest support local movement in a generation.